Well, good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here today at the Madeleine for the offering of this Mass on this fourth Sunday of the Easter season, also known as Good Shepherd Sunday and also the World Day for Prayer for Vocations. And welcome to everyone. Our prayers and thanksgiving go out today for the sons and daughters of our parish that will be sealed in the gift of the Holy Spirit later today, the sacrament of confirmation, conferred by Bishop Slattery at Holy Family Cathedral. So congratulations upon them, upon their families. We keep them in our prayers. And also keep praying for our sons and daughters of this parish who next Sunday at this Mass will receive their first Holy Communion. And so blessings upon them and their families as well. Oh, happy day, God's blessings continue to rain down upon us, left, right, and center. And my thanks to all who took part in last Thursday's Theology Uncorked, our monthly speaker series. For those who are not there, it was recorded and will soon be placed upon podcast. Now, let me share some information for you that some of you already know, is that much to my surprise, on Wednesday of this last week, Father Elkin Gonzalez, who is the Vicar General of the Diocese, and the Vicar General is the chief assistant to the bishop, he informed me that Bishop Slattery wished to appoint me to the position of Vicar for Priest for the Diocese. Now, after prayer and discussing the matter with some close friends, both clergy and laity, I accepted the position and it was effective on Friday. I follow the recently retired Monsignor Dennis Dorney in this role, and thus I have some large shoes to fill. Now, I will remain here as the pastor of the here at the Church of the Madeleine, so thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for that. So, and also, I will remain on the vocations team and the seminary board for the diocese. Now, on Friday, I called my mom to tell her the news, and she had the reaction that perhaps many of you are having at this moment. Namely, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And what exactly is a vicar for priest? You don't exactly hear that term too much in a normal conversation. Well, the word vicar is used in the Catholic Church to mean someone who is representing someone else. And probably one of the best known examples we have of that is one of the titles that we have for the popes is that they are the pope is the vicar of Christ. Now, as for the vicar for priest in the diocese, the role includes responding on behalf of the bishop to the matters concerning the spiritual, physical, and emotional health of the priest, assisting and coordinating their continuing education programs, retreats, and days of prayer. It also means being their advocate to the bishop on issues about their assignments and so on. Now, you may have another question about all this, one that I have no doubt my dad would have asked, and to which the answer is no. This does not mean a raise in pay. More work, yes. More responsibility, yes. Pay increase, no. So, see, my dad was of the mind that if I was the pastor of a parish of 300 some odd families, and if I got transferred to a parish that had 700 plus families, that I should be paid twice the amount. You know, twice as many families. You know, I said, well, Dad, you know, we're not paid by the head of how many people come to Mass on Sunday. You know, that sort of thing. And I would have to tell him, like, you know, we Catholics have this thing about delayed gratification. And so you know, it's all going to be okay in the end. So, yet I have to say, it's humbling to be asked to take on this position. I'm now entrusted in a new way with the care and support of my brothers in black, my brother priests, throughout this diocese, in our mission to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I ask for your prayers for them as well as for myself. May I fulfill this role with the needed measures of wisdom, patience, strength, charity, and mercy. Wisdom, patience, strength, charity, and mercy. Virtues that are good to hear today on this Sunday known as Good Shepherd Sunday based on this brief gospel reading from John. It's probably the shortest gospel reading at Sunday Mass in the entire 3-year cycle. And it's also good to know that the earliest depictions of Jesus in Christian art are not Jesus on the cross. It's Jesus as the Good Shepherd. So it's good to hear about these virtues today. And also this being the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. For I see the role as vicar for priest as the living out of the promises of my ordination, promises made 23 years ago next month. On that day, I was entrusted with sharing in the ordained priesthood of Jesus Christ, to live out the virtues of the Good Shepherd, to hear His voice, to know Him, and to follow Him as He offers the gift of eternal life to us in God the Father. And in turn, the promises of ordination were built upon the promises of my baptism, made 54 years ago this coming Thursday, April the 21st. So, and if you don't know the date of your own baptism, I would encourage you to find out. If you've got to go through the drawers to find, the baptismal certificate or ask somebody, know that date. Mark it on your calendar. And every year celebrate it with joy and thanksgiving. As the anniversary of your second birth, born again to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Because that's the only voice in the end that's worth listening to, amongst all the other voices. And that voice of the Good Shepherd speaking to us in various ways, in the Scriptures, in prayer, in the sacraments, and through the lived witness of other disciples. So that we can know Him and follow Him into the gift of eternal life offered by God the Father, to live the virtues of wisdom, of patience, strength, charity, and mercy, so as to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, to be an instrument of salvation to the world. That's our vocation as the church. Today we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, that New Testament account of the growth of the early church after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, we hear of the apostles Paul and Barnabas in their proclaiming the gospel, and they are two men, Paul in particular, whose lives have been touched, they've been transformed by the overflowing mercy of Jesus the Good Shepherd. I remember what Monsignor Shea, how he put it that when he spoke to us on our parish mission, that mercy is experienced when God's joy and love for us is poured upon our misery. It is the love flowing from the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the love flowing from the sacrifice of Jesus on the altar and the Eucharist, and the love flowing from the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd shows mercy. And His mercy calls for a change of heart. He calls us to the urgency of conversion, not tomorrow, not next week, not sometime later on, but now, today. To cut out of our lives whatever it is that is incompatible of living the virtues of proclaiming the gospel. To allow mercy to touch our wounds. So that as Paul as Barnabas tell their converts to remain faithful to the grace of God. To continue to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. To proclaim the gospel in the virtues of our lived witness. Especially that of mercy. And to pray. Particularly this Sunday, for vocations to continue the work of mercy in the church and in the world, to pray for those couples that are preparing for marriage, particularly our parishioners whose pictures are on the bulletin board if you go down the hallway, those who have just been married or preparing for marriage in the coming months, to pray that marriage, Christian marriage, be properly seen as a sacrament, as a vocation, the living out of these virtues, proclaiming the gospel. Remaining faithful to the grace of God. You know, I said last Sunday I hadn't finished Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation about love in the family. Well, I was going to finish it, but then this whole vicar for priest thing kind of got in the way, but sidetracked me at midweek. So I've now read about half of it. And what I have read is pretty good. This beautiful reflection he offers in chapter 4 about that 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, and so on, about what that means. What does it mean to live them out in our families? So let us pray today that Christian marriage be seen as that sacrament and that vocation of proclaiming the gospel. And pray also for our other parishioners whose photos are also on that bulletin board as they continue in their formation for the ordained priesthood, the permanent diaconate, and consecrated virginity. to pray for the 20 seminarians in our diocese right now and for the 7 other men who are currently applying to become seminarians to discern the possibility of a vocation to the priesthood. To pray for the members of our parish who are considering a possible vocation to religious life, consecrated virginity, or holy orders. And I know you're here. I know you're here right now. And if you're not thinking about it, considering it, you should be. And if you're not ready to pray about it just yet, I'll pray for you. And I urge your fellow parishioners to pray for you as well. To hear, to listen, and to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. So that all of us as the church will continue the work of mercy, repentance, and conversion to be in communion with the Good Shepherd and with our fellow disciples. That great multitude that we hear about today from the book of Revelation, which no one can count from every nation, race, people, and tongue, who stand before the throne of God the Father and before the Lamb upon the throne, the Good Shepherd, calling us to live out the virtues of our vocations. It's Father Roger Landry who spoke to the priests and deacons of the diocese early this year. He said, the main work of the church is not in the sanctuary. As vital as that is, the main work of the church is not here, it's out there. The main work of the church is the transformation of the world. What we do in the sanctuary grounds us and directs us in that vocation, but the main work of the church is out there. This is our vocation, to be that instrument of salvation to the world, living the virtues of wisdom, patience, strength, charity, and mercy, to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, calling us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world.